tweet at Saturday RTE.
Now, Ireland should borrow an additional 4 to 7 billion euro a year to invest in housing. And that's not the opposition talking. That is according to new analysis by the ESRI. Minister, the ESRI is now saying what Eoin Óibrín and Labour and the Sock Dems have been saying for the last number of years, that we need to pump billions more additional funding to build housing on public land.
Yeah, just to be clear, first of all, it's a report the government asked for and funded, and of course we will respond to it. And what the ESRI is saying, a lot of things in that report, but number one, what they're saying is, in terms of a housing journey, we've gone from 5,000 a year up to over 20,000, which is a 400% increase in housing. Now they're asking the question is, how do you go the rest of the distance, which we've all agreed with, you have to get from now 20,000 houses, a little bit more than that, up to the 32,000. Who pays for that? How do you pay for it? They're suggesting now that it's a good time for the government to borrow more money. We've shown, as Fine Gael government, the last three governments, when it was appropriate and when we could, we did invest in housing, and that's why we are where we are today. But the journey's not complete. We need to invest the guts of 9 billion a year in housing for the years ahead. Government have increased the spend to 3 billion this year.
What you were telling us there was, you know, when that whole debate about the cuckoo funds and the investment funds, you were telling us that we have to facilitate these people.
We do.
Because we can't, as a state, go and borrow this money.
Correct.
But now we're hearing, there's nothing to stop us from doing that.
But to be honest with you, people should read the full report, and it says the government are in a position to borrow more money if the EU rules allow it, number one. Right. So we have maxed out the last couple of years. The EU rules have changed because of COVID at this moment in time. But to be clear, they're saying you have to make a choice. There's also education and health and everything else. They're recommending it's a good time for housing. And I would agree with that. And that's why we have increased the spend on housing. But to be very clear, I would agree with the premises that we have to fund more housing. We've been doing that every year for the last 5 years, increased the spend on
housing. At the level that the ESRI are suggesting?
We're at about 12,500.
At the level that the ESRI are suggesting?
To be clear, they're suggesting that it has to happen. And this is what we did with Sinn Féin. We all agree that we need to get to 30,000 houses. There's different ways of paying for it. We are committed a lot of taxpayers' money, 3 billion. They're suggesting to go to 4 billion. Okay. That to me is a reasonable conversation. But you have to work out how do you raise the money, who pays for it.
Okay.
But it also recognises that we've come a long way.
So that's not what the report says.
It's black and white in it.
So first of all, we were meant to have gotten to 35,000 units on average for every year over the Rebuilding Ireland plan, and we never even hit...
That's not true. No. 25,000, no. No, please correct yourself.
The average...
25,000.
25,000.
Yes, thank you. Right.
And we never reached the 25,000.
We were banging on for this year.
So first of all, you were meant to get to 25,000 homes on average every year of that plan. You never hit 25,000 once. But let me make the point about the report.
Oh, you're making it up.
What the report says is very clearly, the private sector is not able to meet housing demand, particularly affordable housing demand. And they're saying that we have to double capital investment from the 2 billion capital spend this year to 4 billion to deliver 18,000 social and affordable homes. I've been saying this to Damien when he was a junior minister in housing for years. The borrowing rates have been available to us at those low rates for a number of years. It should have been done in the last budget and in the budget before. Now, with the ESRI now confirming what we've all been saying for a long time, yes, the private sector has its role to play and they have to be regulated to do that. But unless the state steps in and dramatically escalates its direct investment, not just to deliver more homes, but to deliver them at genuinely affordable prices. Mm. So our difficulty is, for example, this year, the total number of affordable homes to be delivered by government to buy is only 90. Some of those aren't going to be genuinely affordable. So let's get the investment in, let's get the targets for social and affordable, and let's make sure whether they're affordable rent or affordable purchase, they're genuinely affordable for working people. This government has resisted doing that for 5 years. When we proposed this, you laughed at us. You said that it was economically reckless, that you couldn't borrow. The fact that the ESRI have confirmed what we've been saying for years shown, you should have done it, and you didn't, and that's why we're in the housing crisis we're in.
I think, Eoin, again, you really like to rewrite history. I mean, we were never that far off in our figures when you compare your manifesto with ours, but we're the ones that are actually delivering it. What the ESRI are saying here, which you have been denying for years, that the state has invested in housing and has got
half of what it needs to invest.
And the ESRI recognises that the government didn't have access to funding up until the last couple of years. They're now saying,
why didn't you invest more in the last couple of years? Why were you so under-ambitious in your delivery plans?
Please finish the point. What the ESRI are saying here, they're recognising you've gone from 5,000 to over 20,000. You now need to get to 30,000. They're now saying, because of the well-managed public finances, this country is in a position to borrow more money.
Says. That's not what that report
the
says, Damien.
Come on. Our job as government is to make sure
I'm just gonna
we put the
come
plan
in
place to get there, to get to 30,000, which we will do. And that's what we will do. A combination
of to be really clear, this recommendation that we might get to borrow money now is not some prize for the policies we've had. It is because the policies we've had have not worked.
Absolutely.
And what we've seen, this is coming at a European level. They have been saying, here is 0% loans, please take them.
No, that's not
and
true.
Now the fiscal rules, the fiscal rules have been suspended for the next 2 years because there is a demand for stimulus. And there's a recognition. Mm. It's not a recognition of well done on austerity. It's a recognition of austerity was a mistake and now we need stimulus. So that public financing is there. And the key thing is, there's a big question here. When you have that 0% public financing, why are you insisting on still trying to build investors with that extra profit margin that comes into that into every single housing policy? We no longer need that. They, of course, can build. They're free to, investors are free to build what they wish. But when the state has a mandate, for years now, local authorities have been denied permission to buy or to build. And now we have every single economic expert across Europe basically saying, you need public investment and that is there. There's no financial reason to do it. There's no fiscal reason to do it. It would be only ideological if at this point we still try to bounce that ball with an extra profit margin that the state attached.
You can come in. And please, because I do want to hear your response to this. And, and really as well, just that idea. Have we arrived at a point where Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in government are thinking, okay, we may need to have to change the game here,
but
to actually go along the line of this massive expenditure
here.
Because it would be a big step.
No, I think you're wrong on that now. There's been a massive step already over the last 4 or 5 years of money for social housing and affordable housing, just to be clear now, right? And we maxed out the fiscal rules, we borrowed as much as we possibly could, and we invested in housing. Those fiscal rules, which I agree with, I said at the start, have now changed. So we have the option now, when Minister O'Brien brings forward his Housing for All in a few weeks' time, which is really going to, again, the next step of housing, which is affordable housing on top of social housing, to really drive supply. The state can do that in a number of ways, and we will do that, because we will bring us from 20,000 to 30,000. We've already gone from 5 to 20. That's
phase
one.
Says we need another 18,000 a year on top of what we had.
It's 18,000 in total.
The ESRI is recognising that the state is already at the bringing 10,000. It's 8,000 more
The crucial point is this.
I'm going to let you say this because I know you'll be saying this on the doorsteps. I know we're out. I want to bring us on to the Dublin Bay South by-election.